朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
It's not because the content is too complicated.
不容易讲是因为大家都懂。
It's difficult because you all probably know of it.
大家都听太多了。
You probably have heard of it before.
然后大家都有太多不同的看法。
And everybody will have a different perspective.
所以每次讲到教养孩子啦，夫妻相处之道啦，对我来说都是一个很大的挑战。
Every time we talk about raising children and the relationship between husband and wives, it's always a great challenge for me.
我的挑战是两方面的。
I have challenges twofold.
一方面是真的没有做得很好。
One, I feel that I wasn't living it very well.
我永远觉得在做丈夫、做夫妻的角色上，我有很多成长的空间。
And certainly, being a husband and being a father, I always felt I have a lot of room to grow.
但是另外一方面，对我来说很难的也是因为大家都懂太多了。
And the other aspect is that we are coming from so many different opinions.
而且大家有太多不同的看法了。
And we all look at it from our own perspectives.
而且其他的挑战就是懂太多我们做不出来，后来就没时间了。
The greatest challenge is we all know it, but we can't do it, so we say, I don't want to listen anymore.
所以我希望我们还是能够尽量的回到圣经来。
I pray that today we come back to the Bible.
我希望我们在主的面前每一次见面的时候，我们都比从前更进步。
Every time we have this face-to-face encounter, we have grown since last time.
就跟 Aaron 说的，他希望回来他国语能进步。
And just as Aaron shared, when he comes back from China, he hopes that he can speak better Chinese.
所以你们今天考上中文，然后八月份再考他一次。
I encourage everybody to speak to him in Chinese, test him right now, and then when he comes back, do the same.
我们两年前离开澳洲的时候，跟他们讲，特别提醒他们，上次见面的时候绝对不可以讲说，这里都没改变。
And 2 years ago, we reminded all the brothers and sisters in Australia that when we see each other again next time, don't say the phrase, "Oh, you haven't changed a bit."
如果人家跟你说，你就要当做是神差他来骂你的。
And if somebody says that to you, you need to treat it as God has sent somebody to scold you.
但是你知道我这次澳洲，我最想讲的话是哪一句话吗
？Do you know when I went this time, what is the one phrase that I want to say the most?
我看到那么多熟的、认识的弟兄姊妹，我差不多都想说，你怎么都没有变
？And there's so many faces that I saw, I wanted to say, "Oh, you look the same."
但是我不好意思讲。
But I dare not say it.
所以我在结束的时候，我跟他们讲，我说我这次来澳洲，心里面受到最大的刺激。
And I said that this time, my trip to Australia, the greatest encouragement that I had.
就发现你们都比两年前年轻了很多。
And it looks like you guys are all younger than when you were 2 years ago.
我讲的是真的。
I'm being real.
我不晓得是他们那边的水比较好呢，还是生活比较 easy 呢，还是物价比较高呢
？I don't know. It's because the water's better, there's less stress, or the quality of life is better.
然后他们相对起来，比我们看起来真的就是变得年轻，而我们是变得老化。
And in comparison, I could tell you they look like they actually got younger in the last 2 years, and we actually age.
我记得我上次跟你们讲过，有一次我在中国讲到，因为我手术太多了，所以看起来比我实际年龄老哈。
And remember, I shared with you one time I was in China. I said that because I've gone through so many operations, I actually look older than my actual age.
结果神就安排了一个弟兄来安慰我，他说你一点都不老，顶多60好几。
And so the Lord said.A brother to come for me and say, "Oh, you don't look old at all. You're about 60, right?"
And
I was only about 40-some years old then.
所以我这次在澳洲的时候，他们跟我神气哈，有一个年轻的弟兄，真的长得很帅，大概不到30岁的样子。他说我已经有两个孩子了。
And there was a brother who looks very handsome and looks like he wasn't any more than 30 years old. He said, "I have 2 kids already."
然后讲完的时候，他就说：“你猜我几岁
？”And afterwards he says, "Guess how old I am?"
我说：“你顶多60好几。
”I say, "You couldn't pass 60 years old."
所以我讲完以后，我就跟大家讲，以后只要有任何弟兄姊妹们，我不会这样回答的。任何弟兄问我叫我猜他几岁，我都说你60好几。
So I learned the lesson. I learned the example myself. That any brother who would ask me guess how old I am, I would say you're no more than 60 years old.
免得以后再被别人欺负了。
Unless I be abused by someone verbally.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要长进。
We all need to grow.
grow. We all need to improve.
因为我几乎在各地都跟同工们交通，我其实一直是跟自己同工们的交通的一个点。
Everywhere that we went, we share with the coworkers the things, the message that we passed on in our midst.
我就觉得整个世界堕落的速度远超过神他长进的速度。
And so the world is falling at a rate that is faster than the growth of the church.
整个世界堕落的速度甚至远超过神他属灵领袖长进的速度。
And the rate by which the world is falling is faster than the rate by which the leaders in the house of God are growing.
我们已经看见美国这个国家在财务上已经有很严重的赤字。
And we see in America, economically, there's a great negative.
我记得将近三十年前，二十多年前，我们在加州的时候，州政府这个盈余钱多到一个地步，还退税。
And about 30 years ago, I remember California has a surplus. We actually gave money back to everyone.
现在穷到一个地步，什么都 cut。
And now we're in such impoverished states that we're cutting everything.
这个国家已经严重的赤字。
And we're in a serious deficit.
但是我们有没有想到在属灵上？或是在属灵的力量上，今天神家也严重的赤字。
But have we looked at it from the evaluation of the spiritual growth, the spiritual capacity in the house of God? Are we also in a deficit?
就是今天神家的领袖如果不觉醒，不带着整个教会起来长进的话
，the leadership of the church would not rise up and cause our entire house of God to grow.
如果我们不在这里积蓄力量的话，其实早晚有一天会崩盘的。
If we don't gather our strength sooner or later, we're just going to be dispersed.
我们已经看到我们的下一代，不要说下一代，我们这一代这个 baby boomer 哈，这个婴儿潮的人
，and we see the next generation, not to mention the next generation, our generation, the baby boomers.
我不晓得真的到我六十好几的时候，我大概已经拿不到 social benefit。
And I think by the time I get to 60 years of age, I probably won't be able to receive any social security.
因为美国已经把我们这些纳税人所有付的税钱几乎都已经花光，而且欠钱。
And all the social security accounts has been spent, and we're actually moving the deficit mode.
我就不晓得我们 next generation， 包括整个大自然，为什么今天有人讲环保、环保、环保？因为我们留给了我们下一代太可怕的世界。
And the next generation, and also the world, the earth as a whole, everybody's talking about recycling, recycling, andI don't know what in the world we'll be leaving for the next generation.
但是当我们所有的注意力都在外面，财务的赤字，这个天然资源的这个 shortage， 这个缺乏，但是我们确实常常忽略到神家其实也是赤字的。
Oftentimes our eyes are set on the financial deficits. We look at the deficit or the reduction of natural resources, but we seldom look at the condition of the house of God.
尤其在我回来以前，因为我在那边看报纸不方便，有人告诉我说，奥巴马又公开的表达支持同性恋结婚的事情。
And it wasn't convenient for me to read the news paper back when I was in Australia, but I just heard that President Obama had openly endorsed gay marriages.
我们心里面非常的难过。
And our hearts are very saddened by it.
但是另外一方面，我们似乎已经说不要稀奇，这个世界越变越糟。
But at the same time, we do not marvel the fact that the world is decaying at a very rapid rate.
但是我们决定不是无可奈何的妥协，或是在这里忍受世界的堕落。
But we do not compromise helplessly and feeling like we could just let the world fall.
我希望我们所有整个教会，我们一起起来面对这个时代。
Pray the entire house of God, we will rise and face this generation together.
你有没有想过，我们所有的人这一辈子就只活一次
？Have you realized you only live once?
不管回教佛教讲的什么人的轮回，我们在座有哪一个人从前活过一次过
？Regardless of what other faith may talk about reincarnation or whatever and what so.How many of you lived before?
不管你从前是猪是猪是人，你有人活过吗？没有嘛，我们就是活这么一次。
No matter what kind of beast or whatever person you might be, you realize you only live this one time.
神为什么让我们生在这个世代
？Why did God cause to be born in this generation and this time?
为什么让我们成为中国人
？And why are you Chinese?
神为什么让我们这些人？五关斩六将来到美国，又来到加州，来到同一个教会。
I see many difficulties and trials. You come to America, you come to California, and here in this church.
神为什么让你生在这个家里面
？Why are you born in this particular family？
难道你出生前你做过决定吗？我要不要当他的儿子
？Is it that you made a decision in the past life? I chose to be these the sons and daughters of these parents.
我们全部都是在神主宰的权柄底下，他安排的，他预备的。
We are all under the sovereignty of God and His prepared what he has prepared, what he has ordained.
所以当整个世代这样子严重的堕落的时候
，and when the entire world is falling，
我们不能够把自己的软弱、家庭的问题，或是我们自己一切的问题推给这个世代啊。
We cannot just push all of our weaknesses and all of our shortcomings and blame it on this generation。
神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us。
在我们受造还没有过一天的时候，神通通知道我们的日子。
Before a day of your creation, God knew all the days of your life。
神为什么要让 David Aaron 生到我们家成为我们的儿子这么倒霉呢
？Why is David Aaron born in our family and have to go through such a hard time？
神为什么让你成为那个人的父母亲呢？这么辛苦呢
？Why did God make you the parents of so and so so you would be miserable？
神为什么让他那么有福？你看他的孩子多乖。
Oh, why would God bless so and so？ Oh, how wonderful their kids are！
弟兄姊妹，都不要把原因先丢到外面去，我们要相信背后有神主宰的权柄。
But don't cast all your reasoning on the outward influences, but you trust that God has His sovereignty。
所以，如果我们从永恒来看这一生的时候
，When we look at our lives through the perspective of eternity，
我们每一个人都要非常的珍惜神量给我们的人际关系。
And every one of us needs to treasure this relationship we have that God has measured for us。
神早就知道这个人跟你一辈子。
And God knew already that this person will be with you for the rest of your life。
神创立世界以前就决定你要生在这个家中，成为他们的儿女，你是中国人。
But before the foundation of the world, the Lord has said you will be born under these parents and you will be Chinese。
所以我们要在我们已经被神预备的条件环境底下，我们要一起相爱，一起 work together， 我们来面对我们所处的时代。
And we need to come and trust ourselves in God's hand and work together and to live through this generation。
我再说哈，如果今天教会不觉醒，这个世界只会越来越可怕的堕落，而且更快速的堕落。
And once again, I say to everyone, if the Church of God does not wake up and rise up, this generation will fall faster and faster.
所以我们需要起来祷告。
So we need to rise up and pray.
然后我们需要起来，不能够再 self-centered 过自己的生活。
And we need to rise up, no longer be self-centered and live our own lives.
然后我们真的需要整个教会 work together， 大家一起起来。我们来保护我们的儿女，保护我们的家，保护我们的教会。
We need the entire church to rise together as a church family to protect our next generation, our younger ones, and our family.
然后在肢体上面，我们能够把神的爱、神的救恩、神的恩典，我们能够传扬给我们周围的人，能够有影响力。
And actively we will spread the good news, the gospel to all those around us, that we may be a source of influence in this time and generation.
任何时候我们讲家庭生活。
So anytime when we talk about family relationships.
如果离开的是永远的旨意，离开的教会这个 context 的话，那是一件危险的事情。
And whenever we talk about it outside the context of the eternal purpose and will of God, and outside the context of the church, it's something that's very dangerous.
因为你只是想养出一个很幸福的家庭、很自私的孩子。
But because all you wanted to raise up is a very harmonious family, very selfish child.
一定要为着神的旨意而活，一定要为着我们所处的世代而活。
We need to live for the will of God. We need to live for the condition of this generation today.
所以我们养孩子，就像爱因斯坦说的，不要去羡慕做成功的人，要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
And when we raise a kid, when we raise a family, just like Einstein said, do not aspire to be a successful person, but be someone who is.
有 influence， 有 value， 有
价值。
因为每一个人对成功的定义就是不一样的。
Because everyone's definition of success is different。
你看看，你觉得什么样子的孩子叫好孩子
？What is your definition of a good kid？
很多人对成功都有不同的定义。
So everybody has a different definition of success。
我认为我的孩子能上长春藤就叫做成功。Ivy League。
Whenever some parents may think that my kids would attend Ivy League schools, they're successful。
或者我的孩子会这个会那个会那个会那个，这个叫成功。
Or they can do this, they have this skill set, this skill set, they are successful.
但是同时，神在乎我们要有价值。
But brothers, God cares about our value.
对神有价值，对这个世界有价值。
We're valuable in the sight of God, valuable in the sight of this world.
所以，亲爱的同时呢，我们是在为神养的孩子。
So brothers, we are raising children up for the Lord.
因为我们感谢神把这么可爱的孩子，我刚刚是开玩笑的。
At the same time, I really thank God for giving us wonderful children.
We're so proud that we have such a child. We're very happy.
We are very proud that we have these children.
我相信在座的父母都是这样。
I think every parent who's sitting in this room would feel the same.
虽然在青少年时期，大家会经过一点这个适应，但是大家都是宝贝自己的孩子。
But in the teenage years, we have some struggles, but we all treasure our kids.
啊，别的孩子在外面犯错乱来，我们也不会在乎。啊，自己的孩子我们很在乎。
Other kids who do wrong and they do whatever they want to do. we really don't care, but our kids, we care about that.
那我们特别爱自己的孩子，享受自己的孩子，这是人之常情。
We love our kids, we enjoy our kids. This is something that is very reasonable.
但是我们在养孩子的时候，我们永远不能忘记一件事情。
But when we're raising children, we need to never forget this one thing.
孩子是耶和华所赐给我们的产业。
The children are the inheritance from the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
但是另外一面。
On the other hand,
孩子是神托付给我们，从我们像一个终身的管家，替神来养育进神的下一代。
Children are those who have been entrusted into our hands by the Lord, that we may be faithful in training them up for the next generation.
你不能够自私的把他占有成为自己的，我从自己的方式来塑造他。
You cannot selfishly say they are mine. I want to raise them up according to my
will. 圣经上特别说要照着主的教训和惩戒来养育他们。
And the Scripture particularly says that raise them up and admonish them in the Lord.
我好几年以前看见传福，现在叫传扬。在上面有一篇文章。
And a number of years ago, we seen this gospel in Taiwan, and this their articles today says this.
那个故事看的是蛮难过的。他讲到有一个妈妈有两个心爱的儿子。
It records a story. It says mom has two wonderful sons.
啊，她非常爱他们，孩子也很孝敬他们，他们一家都非常的快乐。
She loved her sons, and her sons are very obedient. They honor their parents, and it's a very wonderful family.
结果有一天，他的两个孩子跟一些同学到海边去游泳的时候
，One day, both of her sons went to the beach to swim with his friends.
他的同学掉到水里面不会游泳，他两个儿子跟着他去救他。
Their friends was drowning in the middle of the ocean. Both of her sons went into the water to try to save.
结果那天海浪太大，他两个儿子全部淹死。
And that day, because of the rough tides, both of her sons were lost.
你就晓得这两个孩子的正义感、那种救人、这种勇敢的精神，实在是很难得的孩子。
And you sense that among these two brothers, they have the sense of righteousness, the sense of helping other people. They wanted to help that person that was drowning.
所以当这个消息传到父母亲的时候，他们都痛不欲生。这两个孩子太好了。
And when the news came to the parents, their parents were just in agony because they have two wonderful kids.
对，就在他们最痛苦，不知道没有安慰可以来取代他心中痛苦的时候。
And as they were hurting the most, and no words, no one can bring them comfort.
结果神亲自来安慰他。
God personally came and comforted them.
所以他在见证里面提到。
And in their testimony, they mentioned.
他说我们常常忘记了我们是管家的角色。
A lot of times we forget that we are but stewards.
他说就像有一个朋友，远行以前把他两个最贵重的珍珠托你管理。
It's just like a good friend, before he goes on a long journey, he gives you two wonderful pearls for you to keep.
他说在我回来拿以前，他说你要用你可以用。
He says before I come and receive it back, you can use it if you want to.
他说：“当我的朋友回来的时候，我能够因为我太喜欢他，我就不还吗
？”And he says that when my friends return, is it because can I not return it to him because I love these pearls so much？
所以那天神提醒他，帮助他从一个拥有的一个父母，退回到另外一个的角色跟态度，就是孩子，我是他的管家，我是为神。来攀升这两个珍珠，这两个贵重的珍珠。
So the Lord reminded them and comforted them this way, and reminded them that you are but stewards and watching over what is precious to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我不晓得今天你对孩子的态度是占有呢，还是你真正也有那一份管家的心态。
And I don't know if you who are parents, are you possessive or are you having this attitude that I am but a steward in God's hand?
我今天又重新看我们去年我跟于晴我们母亲节跟弟兄姊妹的交通。
And I review once again the messages and the sharings that I have with all the parents last year.
我非常阿明于晴说的，我们是要为神家养育一个成圣的心。
It's something as he shared with everyone that we are raising up a mature vessel for the house of God.
他能够在神的手中有用来祝福这个时代。
They may be useful in the hands of God. They may be a blessing to this generation.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在母亲节，我们讲到让主居首位，特别在孩子的教养上。
This morning on Mother's Day, when we come to the topic of let Him have the first place, we want to focus on raising the children.
啊，这是上半集。
And this is the first half.
上半集我的父亲节。
The second half, I will continue it on Father's Day.
对，讲到父亲节，有没有弟兄们上来唱《才子的父亲》？
On Father's Day, fathers will come up here and talk about the virtues of fathers.
啊，那个不光要拿去要求你的太太哈。
Don't take the song, go home and say, "Hey, honey, the song's for you."
啊， 我到各地去跟人 praise 我们教会的两个翻译。
No matter where I go, a lot of people praise our translators.
而且大家都已经注意到，他很多时候比我还激动，还 passionate。
A lot of people realize that he's much more passionate.
谢谢。好，坐在地方，主任说，下次来真的请你把你的翻译弟兄带来。
They
have been
trying
to get to
the world to pay for their fare.
I have. What's your name?啊，这是都是很好的翻译。以前这个唐佑智教授讲说，他到美国中部去讲道。
His brother that said one time he went to China to teach
us. 那是美国的中部，和这个 the Midwest.
And that was the Midwest America.
他说那天教会的翻译没有来啊。
And that day, translator didn't show up.
他说因为从来没有翻译的被逼的上去要帮他翻译。
So someone who's never translated before got on the stage to translate.
因为翻译紧张的不得了，就不让唐佑智吃饭，就他把所有场章要讲的点一个一点是一点
吃。He was extremely nervous that he would not allow to speak to me. He said, "Tell me every single point that you got to share."
结果没想到那天一上台的时候，变成这个翻译先讲了，唐牧师跟到后面。
When they got on the stage, the speaker ran ahead of the translator ran ahead of the speaker. He began to deliver the message.
那个翻译知道 every single detail 他要讲什么。
The translator knew every single detail of what the speaker was going to talk about that day.
所以我现在问他 ，What's next? 我已经忘记我要讲什么。
That's why I asked what was next.
我到底讲到哪里？那就是让主居首位。
Let's just for the Lord to have the first place.
在家庭里面，你如果真要建立一个基督化的家庭
，and in our families, if you really want Christ to be the center.
我们家里面最常挂的两种牌子，就是一个是基督是我家之主。
There are two plants we often hang up in our homes, is that Christ is the Lord of our house.
另外一个是什么？
What's the other one?
至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
In my house, we will serve the Lord.
我想这对我们来说都是一个提示。
We know that these are all reminders for us.
所以你要真要建立一个基督化的家庭。
If we want to have a family that is Christ-centered,
而不能只是光有心愿，或是光是靠一些牌子。
We can't just have a desire or use these plaques.
我们需要非常真实的学习，在家里面的每一个 practice， 每一个决定上面，我们让主主首位。
But with all sincerity and in every practice.Every action we will acknowledge that the Lord would have the first place.
下个主日我先预告，我现在讲在人生面临抉择的时候，如何让主居首位。
And this Sunday, I will share about on the topic of how do we let the Lord have the first place in the decisions of our lives.
你如果在人家里面怎么花钱，你怎么样教养孩子，你怎么样去处理你们的这个娱乐时间，各方面的细节，如果没有让主居首位的话
，Let's see how you spend your money. How do you spend your past your leisure time?We do not let the Lord have the first place in our family.
其实这些通通都是对孩子的 education.
And you realize that all these things becomes your education to your children.
你千万不要以为是打开圣经，我跟你一起来family devotion 家庭祭坛的时候才是教育。
And do not think that your family devotion time when you're reading the Bible with your kids are the only time that you're teaching them something.
很多的时候我们都会讲的，我们都已经跟孩子讲了，为什么他们没有听进去？
And oftentimes we say that I've told my kids, how come they didn't listen? How come they don't listen?
但是这样子呢，你要知道，这种打开圣经对他讲这个话的时间，大概在你平常对他说话的时间，可能不到5%。
And you realize the time that you spend reading the Bible with them is but about 5% of your dialogue time with him.
你平常怎么生活？怎么花钱？怎么夫妻吵架？怎么样子做决定？怎么样子对待神家的态度？通通都在讲话。
How do you live? How do you spend your money? How do you interact with your wife? How do you serve the house of God? You are speaking constantly.
你跟他们说礼拜天迟到一点没关系啦，你先吃完饭再去。通通都在讲话。
Sunday morning we could be late a little bit, just finish your breakfast and then we'll go. You're speaking. You're teaching them.
你的成绩 number one， 教会不要管啊，不去没关系。结果是你都在讲话。
Embrace the most important. You can skip church for now. You're speaking to them.
你自己怎么样对你的上一代都在讲话。
How? What is your attitude to your parents? You are telling your children something.
你自己是不是天天有灵修生活？自己是不是过敬虔的生活？你都在讲话。
Do you have a spiritual devotion? Do you have a spiritual walk with God? You are speaking to your children.
这种 silent language 更 powerful, 你知道吗？
You realize that these silent languages, they're more powerful than what you teach.
所以我们在主在神面前，我们教养孩子上，我们一定要在主面前要谦卑又谦卑，知道我自己需要主。
So we need to be humble and more humble before God and say we need the Lord.
我们要全家带着全家是真正的让主居首位。
When we lead this family, we really have the Lord to be the first place in our
life. 所以 Jesus, because Christ must be the center of our life. 其实必须是我们生活的中心啊。
When we say Jesus Christ must be the center of our life.
我这个如果父亲母亲带着孩子们真的是尊主为大，这个差距都不一样的。
And I say, our mom and dad, if you acknowledge the Lord, you exalt the Lord, we know that this family will be different.
不管你中间经过什么风波，经过一些的起伏，我们的准心那个重心没有改变的话，这个差当然是稳的。
And regardless of the storm that this family may face, if you realize your focus and your aim is on Christ, this.Sooner or later, you discover this family will be firm.
我好像已经讲过那个不倒翁，我忘了英文叫什么。新华上次是不是讲到了？跑到哪去了？不倒翁。
We talked about this one object.
它有一个非常清楚的重心在里面。
It's got a heavy base.
你打它摇来摇去的话，而且它一定稳的。
You hit it and you knock on it, it shakes left and right, but it won't fall.
不管这个家遭遇什么风波，遭遇什么挑战，遭遇到什么困难。
Doesn't matter what this family, what kind of storm, what kind of difficulty it faces.
它会摇，但是它早晚是稳的，它不会倒。
It will shake, but sooner or later it will steady itself, will be firm.
因为那个中心是基督，它是以基督为主的。
Because the center of it is Christ, and Christ is the center of it.
那么在这里，我们圣经里面，我应该讲新约圣经里面，关乎父母亲跟孩女跟孩子之间的关系，这个教导上面在这方面的教导。
In the New Testament, the Lord's teaching concerning parents and children, their relationship.
那么我们读这两节圣经啊，哥罗西书三章二十节。
I'd like to ask you to read these scriptures, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20.
请做孩子们的，等一下要我要问你们问题的哈，你们要好好读，你们都很会读书，我知道。
Children, I'm going to test you, quiz you with questions, you can study well, so pay attention.
读完这两节我就要问了。
And after these two verses, I will ask.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。然后以弗所书第六章一到三节。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。好，那么圣经在根据保罗所写的这两段，很清楚的就是儿女有两个很重要的事，是什么
？There are two key things that children we must do.
爸爸妈妈不要讲，我知道你们迫不及待的想讲答案。
No,
孩子们自己照圣经说的，不是爸妈说的，也不是别人说的，也不是于叔叔说的，是圣经说的。
Kids, young people, what is the word of God telling you to do? It's not what your parents are telling you or Pastor Hugh telling you.
有哪两件最重要
？What are the two things?
哎，你们这样怎么考大学
？How do you actually get into college?
Open book 都读不出答案来。
Open book answers you can't even answer. Come on.
Obey.
Obey.
第一个要听从，第二个呢，我已经答过了，不要再答了。
Joy.
Honor. Okay. Yeah. 那个，这个我不知道为什么哈，我不是小看美国哈。我觉得那个。他们表达不出我们中文的味道。
And this particular verse cannot express the expression in the Chinese translation.
因为中文的孝顺远不止当然这个字能表达的。
It's actually a word, but the honor in the English translation cannot compare to the term that the Chinese uses for that word.
那个。孝顺说到你的心在你的爸爸妈的身上。
And this particular phrase, waiting to honor in the English translation, speaks of the fact that the heart of the children is on their parents.
不管你愿意听从他们
，Not only are you willing to listen to them,
你愿意体贴他们，满足他们
，to obey them, but to live according to their hearts and their satisfaction.
甚至这个 在碰到好处、碰到享受的时候，你会优先让他们先享受。
Whenever there are good things that come along your life, your first response is, "I want mom and dad to enjoy."
我也看到很多年轻人的表情很困惑，然后很 confused.
Now I see many of your faces are lost as I share about this.
因为可能跟你们听到的跟自己在家里面 experience 的正好相反。
Perhaps it's different from what you've heard or what you experienced at home.
因为平常好吃的东西都是孩子先吃了。
Because a lot of times when there's something good on the table, mom and dad says, "Hey, you eat first."
因为爸爸妈妈总是爱我们，好，你们先吃，让你们先享受。
They love you so much, they want you to enjoy first.
但是孝顺是除了把他放进 the first place， 在所有的人际关系里面，我们把爸爸妈妈摆在前面。
I think it's feel of piety. Every time we do this, we acknowledge not God is first, but mom and dad is before us.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。